This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Audrey Raj. Arvind Yuvaraj is in the studio with me on this, the final day of the Year of the Monkey.
Yep, it's the eve of Chinese New Year, in case you haven't noticed the beautiful traffic on KL roads today.
Yeah,
and since everyone's in a festive mood, we thought that, hey, why not take a look at the Chinese zodiac and what the New Year of the Rooster will have in store for us and for our businesses.
Yeah, and also stick around because a little later in the show, we've got a story on a certain device that doesn't work on dark-skinned people. Is technology becoming racist?
Well,
gotta stay tuned to find out.
Okay, so down to business or business horoscopes. So we're gonna do this based on a full page spread that came out in The Edge yesterday. The paper consulted Feng Shui Master Dato Joey Yap, who's also a Chinese metaphysics consultant and author. And this is what he had to say about all our zodiac signs and how the year will impact key areas of our lives like business, wealth, career, health, and love.
Yeah, so let's kick things off with the Year of the Rooster.
Okay, so Rooster, this is your year, of course. This year will bring you prosperity and fortune, most likely manifesting in a pay rise. So, you know, that's good news right off the bat.
Yeah.
Investments and endeavors will run smoothly thanks to the strong support and advice of trustworthy peers who are always available to assist you whenever you need them to. However, there is a chance of family disputes, which may result in stress and moodiness. So do not let this affect you too much, as negative energy can adversely impact your health. And then it lastly says that make time every now and then to unwind and put your problems aside. So, you know, just chill out a bit. Prominent people who are under the Year of the Rooster are founder and chairman of Sunway, Berhad Tan Sri Jeffrey Chia, and also executive chairman of Top Glove, Tan Sri Dr. Lim Wee Chai.
Wow. Okay, moving on to the Year of the Dog. This is my year. So what it says here is you will be met with positive developments in your life this year as new doors open, like business opportunities or job offers. Now, this is a great relief for people who share the same zodiac sign as me, the Year of the Dog, because, you know, it's like for the past 3 years, it's just been bad news all around. It also says here your good fortune may also be linked to noble assistance from men in your life. Ooh. So look for more ways to collaborate with and strengthen these relationships. So if my husband is listening to me right now, I guess we're going shopping, darling. Also, it says here that when dealing with the plethora of new options in your life, weigh carefully all the pros and cons before making life-changing decisions, even if it's as simple as loaning someone money. It will also be good for you to get support from the noble people around you while remaining prudent and vigilant, even when enjoying growing fortunes. So some of the people that share the dog zodiac sign, CEO and co-founder of Grab, Anthony Tan, Group MD of Segi International, Tan Sri Clement He, and MD of Gamuda Land, Chow Chi Wa.
Okay, so now let's look at the pig. Oink, oink. Be more vigilant and take stock of your actions this year. There is a possibility of accidents and financial loss. So a bit of negative line just there. To avoid accidents, be more careful than usual and be more mindful of your surroundings. There may even be opportunities for business-driven travel, so that's good, which can help you recoup a tidy sum of money. And then reach out to your loved ones to mitigate negative feelings and appreciate those around you before it's too late. So one of the people in the Year of the Pig is Tycoon Tan Sri Robert Kwok.
Wow, one of the most richest men in Malaysia, or in the world too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, moving on to the Year of the Rat. Some of the prominent people who share the rat zodiac sign is Chairman and Executive Director of Opcom Holdings, Dato' Muzani Mahathir, Co-Founder and CEO of Netcentric Limited, Timothy Tia, and Chairman of UEM Group, Tan Sri Dr. Ahmad Tajuddin Ali. So here's what it says for the Year of the Rat. Balance is the main theme of your new year. If there are obstacles, deal with them swiftly and calmly. If there are opportunities in your career and personal life, seize them while exercising prudence and wisdom. Also, it says look out for dubious investments, conduct thorough investigations and solicit a second opinion before making life-changing decisions. You may also need to be more watchful of your belongings and safety while traveling.
Okay, so the year of the ox is next. This one's pretty interesting because it says that this is a year of exploration and drive for you. This year, you can afford to be more adventurous and creative with your business endeavors, as this is a time for great learning, independence, and renewed energy. Mm-hmm. There is a risk of lawsuits and legal entanglements, so exercise caution and use this opportunity to sharpen your skills of discretion. All in, 2017 will be a good year if you are strategic in your planning and careful with your actions. Managing your challenges and opportunities will also help you move ahead. Now, one of the prominent people in this is entrepreneur and CEO of Loop Holdings, Brian Liu.
Oh, and they are doing—they're having that tussle with their master franchisee in Taiwan, right?
With the whole Cha Time fiasco,
So there's, you know, new and creative things coming up for Loop Holdings. So, you know, this is ringing true right here.
Yeah.
And okay, one last one before we go to a break. The year of the tiger. There may be a new set of challenges for you to navigate around this year. Overcoming them will open up new opportunities that can propel you forward in your career, especially in terms of noble people who will assist you whenever needed. You're born in the year of the tiger, okay, all right. It also says here, exercise caution with certain people, but maintain an open mind when sincere help is offered, as it will bring about great benefit. Additionally, you may have to work to maintain balance between business and pleasure, particularly in terms of finance and investment. Mm. So, you know, maybe a little bit of advice there. The key here is prevention, which can help your year go from unmanageable to a fulfilling learning experience. So some of the prominent people who are born in the year of the tiger: business tycoon T. Anandakrishnan, CEO of Firefly, Ignatius Ong, and chairman and CEO of Berjaya Corp, Dato' Robin Tan.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got like what, 6 more Chinese zodiac signs to go. So
So when if you're born in the year of the rabbit or the horse, goat, dragon, snake, and monkey, we've got your horoscope coming up next.
Yeah, but for now, here's some music. Here's Hosea, "Take Me to Church." BFM 89.9. You're still listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Arvin and Audrey. So we've been looking at what our Chinese zodiac signs have in store for us in the year of the rooster, and so far, most of it has been promised. Right?
Yeah, so The Edge spoke to Feng Shui Master and Chinese Metaphysics Consultant Dr. Joey Yap, and there was a spread in the papers about it yesterday, and this is what he had to say about the 12 signs and their luck for the new year.
Yeah, so we've covered the year of the rooster, the dog, pig, rat, ox, and we left off with the year of the tiger. So next is the year of the rabbit. All right, I got this one. So you will need to be careful with your decisions and actions this year. Be prepared for possible challenges that will help you stay ahead of the curve and avoid unnecessary problems. You need to be aware of your goals and not overestimate your capabilities, as overconfidence and aloofness can lead to negative outcomes, especially in terms of finance. While there is a temptation to spend extravagantly, you should practice self-restraint and discipline, and it should be done for worthwhile reasons like investments. So some of the prominent people who are born in the year of the rabbit: Group Executive Director of Binapuri Holdings, Dato' Matthew T, CEO of OCBC Bank, Ong Eng Bin, and founder and CEO of British India, Pat Liu.
Yeah, so next up is the year of the horse. Plans may be disrupted due to unforeseen circumstances leading to anxiety and emotional turmoil. The key to dealing with this issue is to think of ways to turn bad situations into good ones by seeking the help of noble individuals and making the most of good opportunities. So basically look for silver linings, you know, think positive. Good luck will also bless your personal life, as finding a partner or getting married is on the cards for you. And luck will also carry forward to platonic or business relationships, helping to build a network of professional connections. And then it says that rumors targeted at you may even cause legal troubles if they go unchecked. These problems can be avoided if you keep your head down and do not get involved in the scandals of other people. So don't be a busybody, love, basically. That's what they're saying. Prominent people are founder of Tropicana Corp, Berhad, Tan Sri Danny Tan Chi Singh, and founder and chairman of Public Bank Berhad, which is Tan Sri Dr. Tay Hong Piao.
Okay, moving on to the year of the dragon. This year will be one of achievements with few problems standing in your way. Approach challenges with the right attitude and you will find yourself equipped with the power to turn negative occurrences into positive ones. It also says here that the time is ripe to venture into new business endeavors due to your upswing in luck, as well as the presence of noble people to help you reach greater heights. So some of the prominent people here include founder and group CEO of Air Asia, Tan Sri Tony Fernandez.
Yeah, and if you, you know, you're keeping tabs on the current news, Asia X has finally, I think they found a path to go to the US. That's something they've been trying to do for a long, long, long time. So who knows, maybe this is the year.
Yeah, this is the year of achievements and few problems standing in your way for the year of the dragon. So just maybe.
Next up, year of the goat. Avoid callousness and do not be afraid to take it slow in terms of investments or spending. Preparations and attentiveness will help you deal with the plethora of challenges ahead of you. And you should always stay on your toes. The problems you face may make it difficult for you to connect with others as the stress starts to get to you. But if you're able to see past this negativity, opportunities will open up to you and noble people will show up in your life. So be on the lookout for such opportunities, especially academic pursuits. So prominent people for this one is founder and president of the Millium Group, Dato' Farah Khan, and executive director of EcoWorld Development Group, Berhad, which is Liu Tianxiong.
All right, moving on to the year of the snake. Approach 2017 with prudence and caution as there is there's a possibility of setbacks. Now, an overarching strategy in your life would be to draw up contingency plans to brace yourself for possible unfortunate events and prioritize your assignments accordingly, it says here. Take extra precaution with your physical well-being and steer clear of reckless activity. There is also the possibility of robbery, theft, or the loss of important personal belongings and documents. So, you know, all of you born in the year of the snake, including YTL Corp Tan Sri Dr. Founder, YTL Corp Founder Tan Sri Dr. Yeo, you know, need to be a bit careful here. But what it does say is, what doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. So remember to face your challenges with a positive attitude and be open-minded to life lessons.
So, last one up is the year of the monkey. The new year looks like a challenging one, particularly in terms of your personal life. The best advice would be to maintain a low profile and focus on inward development rather than allow yourself to be dragged into the problems of others. So, you know, low-key on that part. It is best to take preventive measures such as a balanced diet and exercise, which are far more effective than post-diagnostic treatments. I think that applies to, like, all of us.
Everyone.
Yeah. Stop worrying and fretting too much as it will only lead to unproductiveness. Tell yourself that a positive state of mind will help you move forward. So, prominent people for this one is executive director of Valiram Group, Sharan Valiram, and entrepreneur and founder of Akadabov, who is Datin Winnie Lu.
All right, so there you have it, your horoscope for the year of the rooster. If you miss your Chinese zodiac sign, go check out yesterday's copy of The Edge, or you can just go download the podcast to Biz Bytes to catch up. We've got some music for you right now, but when we come back, we talk about racist tech. Is this even real?
Ooh.
Enterprise Biz Bytes will be right back, BFM 89.9. And we're back on Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Audrey. Arvin is in the studio with me. We hope you took in all that good horoscope advice for 2017. And if you're just tuning in and missed that, you can always check out the podcast to Enterprise Biz Bytes on the BFM app. Now, on to our next story.
Yeah, so basically when we do Biz Bytes, right, we scan through the news and pick up the best headlines that we think are newsworthy enough to be put on the show. So it's normally about SMEs or new investments and at least twice a week Alibaba will buy something or make $1 billion or something. So this time we were looking through the headlines for today's Biz Bytes and we saw this headline: Xiaomi's Mi Band 2 not working on black people.
So a little background on the Mi Band before we go any further. It's basically one of those wristbands that you use to track your heart rate and how many steps you take in a day. But Xiaomi's version is extremely popular because of how affordable it is. I think it retails at like $20. So, and it works really well too. Well, except in this case where some people with dark skin are having problems with the device.
So before we go on, let's just preface this by saying that we're two Indians with brown skin and one of us has slightly hairy arms.
Hey. So you have slightly hairy arms.
As per normal Indian standards. Okay. So we pretty much fall into the danger zone of not being able to use these, these Mi Bands. And I so wanted to get fit this year by tracking my heart rate and walking steps and stuff.
So this is your excuse, lah.
Mm.
Okay, so this problem first came up back in October when a user from Africa said that the band wasn't picking up his pulse or heart rate when he wore it on his wrist. But when he placed it on his palm or on lighter parts of his skin where there was a pulse, the device worked just fine.
Yeah, so basically the band is finding it hard to pick up a signal when the surface has a darker complexion.
Yes. So now we also have to note that another Caucasian user with fair skin from Europe, I think, he responded to the post with his own picture, and the Mi Band wasn't working on him either because he had hairy arms. Mm. So it's not really a matter of just skin tone, but basically that the sensor needs to be a lot more sensory.
Sensitive. So and when he placed it on the flip side of his wrist, the less hairier side, it worked just fine. So let's set the record straight. This is not, and we repeat, it's not a willful or purposeful technical flaw on Xiaomi's part. And no, tech isn't becoming racist. It's probably a glitch that they were not aware of, because let's remember that Xiaomi is a brand from China, and it's very likely that they tested the devices on a majority of people with fairer complexion.
Yeah, all our Chinese friends who bought Mi Bands for their family this new year just gave out a huge sigh of relief. Yes.
Yeah, and Xiaomi said that they were aware of this problem and they are working on it. Now, if you have a Mi Band 2 and you're facing similar problems, some users have said that placing a small white piece of sticky tape or thin double-sided tape on the sensor and that makes the device work fine again. So that's one solution.
Yeah, by the way, this isn't the first wristband to have this problem. Apparently, back when Microsoft first launched the Kinect in 2010, a similar problem propped up on people with dark skin.
Yeah, and so I think this is a very interesting case study, because it shows how global tech has become. Number of companies, they have to take a bunch of factors into account when making these devices.
Yeah, indeed. All right, so if you've just tuned into BizBytes, we spoke about some of our Chinese zodiac signs and horoscopes for the year. We also talked about how it's going to be pretty much a good year, but even if it's not such a good year, there could be some lessons.
Yeah, and we also talked about how some users of Xiaomi's Mi Band 2 aren't able to access the heart rate feature because of their darker skin complexion. And for some, it's because they are hairy, those poor souls. I feel your pain, my brothers and sisters.
Now, it's a long weekend, and for those who don't have any plans for this holiday break, we've got a few podcasts to recommend for you. And money is something that is very connected to Chinese New Year celebrations, ang paos and games. So teaching your kid to be financially disciplined is extremely vital this time of year.
Yeah, so we spoke to Nina Othman, the founder of Grow the Goose, who runs a financial empowerment workshop for kids and teens to help them be financially savvy by the time they turn 18. So you can check out that podcast by looking up Grow the Goose on our website or on the app. If you're a parent of a young child, you should seriously check this one out, because Nina and a group do some good work to get your kids financially empowered.
And Victor Yap from PC Mag Southeast Asia came on Tech Talk yesterday to wrap up the month of January in the consumer tech space. So if you want to know what happened at the Consumer Electronics Show in the US, or who won the ESL One Dota 2 championship at Genting, so what exactly caused the Samsung Galaxy Note 7 to explode, yesterday's PC Mag Roundup January 2017 on Tech Talk is what you need to check out.
Yeah, and earlier today at 10 a.m., if you're a fan of Westworld and you think that there's still a long way before we create droids like the ones in the series, then think again, because Angeline Tay had a chat with David Hanson of Hanson Robotics. They are the makers of extremely lifelike robots and can show a full range of facial expressions and emotions. So seriously, if you have to check this out, and as a sci-fi fan, this is so cool because they're so close to human-like droids in Westworld.
Indeed. And to download today's Enterprise BizBytes or any of the shows just mentioned, just head on over to bfm.my. But why don't you just get our BFM app on the App Store and on Google Play? It's a lot easier to access our podcast. And as mentioned, for starters, go check out Grow the Goose. That podcast is great. PC Mag's January 2017 Roundup and Making Robots More Human with Angeline Tay. So that wraps up BizBytes for today.
Yeah, and coming up next is The Breakfast Grill. Sharad Kutun speaks with Dr. Alan George, the author of Syria, Neither Bread Nor Freedom. So with the fall of Aleppo, has the six-year-long Syrian conflict finally concluded with the symbolic capture of Syria's largest city? So in a bloody conflict that has reverberated across the globe and drawn in much from foreign intervention, Syrian expert Dr. Alan George takes a look back at the roots of the civil war.
Yeah, this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes with Audrey Raj and Arvind Yuvaraj. Happy Chinese New Year, everyone.
Yep, gongsi. Eat well, have fun. If you have pets at home, please keep them safe and indoors during the long, the loud fireworks they get frightened. And if you're receiving ang pao, we hope that you make a fortune. You'll hear from us again next Tuesday after the long weekend.
And also, please drive safely when you're on the roads. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.